T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Houston recovering from epic flooding. We've got the story.
Another hurricane brewing up in the Atlantic. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Two new election fraud cases have been filed in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. There'll be little change to our temperature on this first day of September, but we may see a chance of rain arrive later tonight. Our complete forecast on the way.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's office has filed two new criminal election fraud cases, including one alleging an attempt to vote by a non-citizen.
The three felony counts filed August 17th in Johnson County against Sergio Juarez mark the second time Kobach's office has filed charges alleging that a non-citizen voted since being given the power to prosecute election fraud allegations in 2015. Most of the other 10 cases involve voting in two states. Such double voting is the focus of four felony charges filed the same day in Franklin County against David Haddock. Kobach's office alleges he voted in Kansas and Colorado in the November election. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An optimistic outlook in Houston as the city recovers from epic flooding.
Following a helicopter flyover, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner noted things are drying out.
Traffic is returning to our street, and we are turning the corner.
The mayor saying shelter numbers are declining and some of the shelters will be combined. Another positive note, only 37,000 people in the Houston area remained without power Thursday night. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Houston.
The vice president visited hurricane-ravaged Texas yesterday.
On the ground in the flood zone, Vice President Mike Pence spoke exclusively with ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. The vice president saying the president is going to stand firm when it comes to his desire to build a border wall, even if that means shutting down the government. And when it comes to those dreamers, kids brought to the U.S. by their parents illegally, who could lose their protected status if the president does away with DACA. Mr. Pence said that the president will make his decision,
as he likes to say, with big heart. Mm-hmm. And I know that he will.
Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
As the devastating floodwaters brought by Harvey begin to recede in parts of the Gulf Coast, another large hurricane, Irma, is brewing over the Atlantic, about 2,000 miles east of the Caribbean. Hurricane specialist David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center in Miami tells us Irma has its origins off the coast of Africa. It's known as a Cape Verde storm.
Statistically, often the absolute strongest of storms do originate as Cape Verde systems. However, you know, any given system is different, and there's plenty of Cape Verde systems that are weak, and there's plenty of systems in the record where they started as something else and became major hurricanes.
Lenexa, Kansas police near Kansas City say a Catholic school was briefly locked down after a suspected burglar fell through the ceiling. The Holy Trinity Early Education Center closed down just before noon Thursday. Authorities say the man ran from police and fire personnel, tried to hide in the church chapel. Police say because the man had no connection to the church or school, they believe he was committing a burglary when he fell.
Recently, the Wichita Fire Department responded to a fire after midnight. Lieutenant Jose Ocades says it could have been a tragedy if not for working smoke alarms.
Upon arrival, the first fire crews noticed heavy fire showing out of a two-car garage. Also, they noticed a family of four standing outside safely. The fire crews were able to concentrate on extinguishing the fire themselves due to the fact that smoke alarms awoken all family residents and were able to escape safely.
The fire department urges citizens to push the buttons on their smoke alarms monthly to make sure they're working correctly.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
One last preseason tune-up last night for the Kansas City Chiefs in pro football. You heard it right here on KNSS, and we'll have highlights coming up in sports.
People on social media pushing Powerball scams. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Yes. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, dial 707, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Kansas State Fair runs from September 8th to the 17th in Hutchinson. Fair General Manager Susan Sankey tells KNSS News the fairgrounds are busy year-round.
Outside the 10 days of the fair, we do 600 other events. We do a lot of facility rentals, and people love coming to the fairgrounds for whatever event they can use some of our buildings for, which is great.
Susan Sankey, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
No firm decision yet on how the Pentagon will implement President Trump's directive to ban transgender troops.
Defense Secretary Mattis says the president has told him what he wants in broad terms. Now, Mattis has 6 months to figure out how to best handle transgender individuals already serving in the armed forces. I asked Secretary Mattis what he would tell transgender troops.
Everyone just keep holding on until we get through all the fights we're in.
Secretary Mattis says the policy when it comes to transgender service members has not changed as they wait for the study to be complete. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, the Pentagon.
Police in Massachusetts say lots of people on social media are trying to scam others. Other users by claiming to be the winner of last week's Powerball jackpot.
When Mavis Wonsick won that giant $758 million jackpot, she seemed to want to get out of the spotlight even faster than she stepped into it.
I wanted to be just me and just be alone.
Which should have sent up many red flags when social media accounts in her name immediately started offering people a share of her windfall in return for lots of personal information. Police in Chicopee, Massachusetts are now warning people not to fall victim to these scams. There are dozens of social media accounts now, all claiming they belong to the new multimillionaire. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning as we go into the Labor Day weekend. What about that traffic's like out there?
Well, things right now in traffic, well, we do have one little traffic hiccup out there at the moment, and that is 2600 block of South Ridge Road. That's west of Hayesville. We've got an injury traffic accident there. You're asked to avoid the area if you can in the 6200 block of South Ridge Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, my friend?
We're doing just fine. We got the Labor Day weekend coming up and pretty excited about that. And it looks like the forecast looks great, so I don't even know why I'm talking to you this morning.
Because you missed me.
Oh, that's it.
How would you start your day without me?
Yeah, I don't know.
You figure that out for a while. I'll give you a little forecast.
All right, go ahead. We'll let you go do a forecast. It's going to be the same as yesterday and the day before, but go ahead.
There's a difference. But wait, there's more. Ooh. This time we have a chance to rain. But this time the rain is not going to impact your Labor Day weekend at all, I don't think. This afternoon, I think we'll pick up some cloud cover, mid-80s for daytime highs. Wind should stay light. Again, a beautiful afternoon, just a little cloudier than it has been. Our rain chances should take place overnight tonight. So, again, if you're a tent camper and you're trying to get an early start on the Labor Day weekend, you might have an isolated shower, maybe a little isolated thunderstorm, but not looking for severe weather. But that kicks out of here by tomorrow morning. So we're looking at a great Labor Day. And the rain chances, again, in the overnight hours tonight, highs today, mid-80s, lows tonight, will be down into the 60s for you. And then we're warming up upper 80s to low 90s this weekend.
So we're not expecting Harvey-like drenching tonight, then, huh?
No, I think we would be lucky to get even a couple of raindrops out of this tonight. It'll be real hit-miss activity, but there will be no tropical systems rattling through Kansas for your Labor Day weekend. Should be beautiful.
All right, sounds great. Thank you, Leon, for being with us this morning. The KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. It is now 7:11 with Steve and Ted. And we're going to check in with Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, who's in New Orleans, and talking about the fact that we've got a hurricane leaving town, but there might be another one on the way, right, Jim?
My apologies. This is actually Ryan Burrow. I'm in Houston right now, where we've been looking at some of the relief efforts that have been going on, and it looks as though the floodwaters have been receding here, which is good news as firefighters begin to go door to door and check out some of these hardest hit areas to see whether or not there are people still inside these homes. We could unfortunately see the death toll start to rise as a result of this, although at this point we're not getting any indication that they have come across any additional bodies.
We're looking at 39 right now, right, Ryan?
You know, somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah.
It's a little challenging to determine because, Many people have gone missing and have not been confirmed dead yet. So while some family members may say they're dead, we don't have official word yet. And B, there are situations where people died in the storm and we don't know if it was storm related or not. There's some issues there as far as hard numbers, but hopefully we'll get a little bit more solid information in the coming days.
Anytime you have something on this scale of a disaster, it's so difficult to actually find numbers and get really solid information.
Absolutely.
We're looking at, we were having reports yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning that they've got enough volunteers for now. I mean,
wow. It is crazy how many people have come out to volunteer. Many of the people, they just don't have work and they don't have school yet, because many of jobs told people to stay home for a little while, so they want to do something, and they're going out to volunteer. And literally hundreds and hundreds of volunteers signing up at Energy Center and the George R. Brown Convention Center and Lakewood Church, all hoping to help out in one form or another to help people get recovery underway. And sounds like school's going to begin September 11th. That'll probably be the first day when things will kind of seem a little bit real for people as the city tries to get back to normal.
Right.
We expect all of the floodwater to be pretty much dried up in all but a few communities by either late today or early tomorrow.
All right. Ryan, thank you for your time and your reporting this morning. That is ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow in Houston this morning with a little bit of a follow-up there. We've been checking in with our ABC correspondents all week as they've been covering the storm and the aftermath, including, of course, Ryan Burrow and Jim Ryan. And the Ryans down there. 7:14, Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, September 1st. And after a mild, late summer day across South Central Kansas, Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 85 degrees. Normal high is 89. And you heard the forecast a minute ago. We're going to have a beautiful Labor Day weekend. How about that, Ted?
Actually going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
Start feeling more like August used to.
The New Mexico Village is holding a festival in connection with a legend that Bigfoot is roaming around the state's Jemez Mountains. Is it Jemez? Los Alamos Monitor reports the village of Jemez Springs is hosting the Big BBQ and Blues Fest, Bigfoot Barbecue and Blues Fest, Saturday to celebrate rumors the ape-like creature hangs around the forest near one of the nation's premier nuclear labs.
Well, of course he does.
Event organizer Felix Nunez says he didn't want to hang his hat on Bigfoot's existence, but he says there are unexplainable and fascinating audio and video clips.
Has this been discussed on Coast to Coast?
No, it hasn't, Jed. Has it?
Should be.
Down there doing a remote from down there. The gathering will feature anthropologist and Bigfoot expert Christopher Dyer, who will present evidence suggesting Bigfoot has taken up residence in New Mexico.
You know, I think they have talked about this.
Yeah. The organizer Dyer will present hair, photographs, and a map pinpointing sightings around the state.
Aha.
And they'll have a special showing of Harry and the Hendersons. Do you like that movie?
I thought that was one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
I loved it. I thought it was incredible. You didn't like the little dog? Next door neighbor, Lady Kazan?
I hated that movie from beginning
Harry,
to end.
Yeah. Harry and the Hendersons, the big Bigfoot character, the facial expressions reminded me of somebody I knew.
Somebody you knew?
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm going to mention who it was, but I had those great expressions. You don't like Harry and the Hendersons?
Nope.
Oh. Well, what Bigfoot movie do you like, for crying out loud?
Oh, that's a good question.
So many of them out there. Yeah.
What other Bigfoot movies are there?
I don't think there are any.
Huh.
There should be. Yeah, because Bigfoot, anyway. In basketball, a player can get a triple-double, right?
Right.
But it's rare for a baseball team to pull off a double-triple play. Happened in Fargo, North Dakota, where the minor league Redhawks pulled off not one, but two triple plays in the same game.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually you see about one triple play maybe per season.
Happened yesterday against the Lincoln Salt Dogs. It's the first time in American Association history a team has reeled off two triple plays in the same season, much less in the same game.
Of course, both of those are Wichita Wingnuts opponents.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and
looks like the Wingnuts are going to match up against Lincoln in the playoffs. Maybe Lincoln will keep doing that in the playoffs against Wichita, hitting a triple play.
Playing in the junior rookie league in the West Side as a young 16-year-old many years ago when our team, the Cowboy Cleaners Club, pulled off a triple play. We did. We had a triple play. It's kind of fun. You have to be alert. You have to be, and we were on it. Oh, we were on it. Yeah, we pulled a triple play.
There has to be
not
at least,
many people can say they've done
nope,
that.
Nope, has to be at least two runners on base.
Yep.
Usually involves a sharply hit ball.
Yep.
And the fielders have to know what's going on.
And the last guy who was napping off first base, watching the proceedings, our right fielder, who happened to be my brother Jerry, snuck in behind him, and we threw and tagged him out.
Oh, wow.
So Jerry caught this guy napping over there, and he paid the price.
Then, of course, there's the real rarity, the unassisted triple play.
Oh, yeah. Almost never happens.
Which is very, very rare.
Yeah. All right. Triple plays, two of them in one game. How about that? 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Let's talk some more sports right now. Ted Woodward here to tell us what happened with the Chiefs in that last preseason contest last night. Right?
Yep, you heard the game right here on KNSS, the last preseason game for the Chiefs on the season. Quarterback, hotshot rookie draftee Patrick Mahomes playing the entire first half. And the Chiefs also got some production from the special teams. That's always good. You heard the game on KNSS.
Brett Kern to punt. Jay Uchesson is back this time, the rookie to Michigan. Now a little right return after taking it left. Chesson's got room at the 30, 35, gets two blocks, and another big block, 50-yard line, 40. J.U. Chesson at the 30 of Tennessee, inside the 20, cuts it back, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City! A 74-yard punt return. It was shades of his kickoff return against Northwestern when he played for Michigan.
Do you notice the crowd was into that from the time he caught that ball? You notice that?
Well,
man, they were into it.
When you see a punt return develop,
yeah,
you can tell exciting stuff. Good things are going to happen. Yeah, yeah. Chiefs get a special team score. We mentioned the quarterback Mahomes, 9 for 16, 183 yards passing, got a 2-minute drill touchdown late in the half. Chiefs dominate this game. Chiefs 30, Titans 6, in a game played almost entirely by backups for both teams.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs have to get ready now to turn the switch pretty quickly into regular season mode.
Wow.
Because the season opens in 6 days. The Chiefs and the Patriots will open up the entire NFL season on Thursday night next week.
Against?
Chiefs and the Patriots.
New England Super Bowl champion Patriots.
6 days away for the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Right.
And you'll hear that game right here on KNSS next week on Thursday night. We have college football getting underway tomorrow. Kansas plays its season opener, hosting Southeast Missouri up in Lawrence tomorrow night. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks begins at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 6 o'clock, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. 19th-ranked Kansas State opens up its season tomorrow night as well. Also a 6 p.m. kickoff. It'll be in Manhattan, K-State hosting Central Arkansas. Season opener for Friends University football tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Friends hosting Midland, also in the KCAC. Season openers, 14th-ranked Sterling is hosting 11th-ranked Doan tomorrow evening. And tomorrow afternoon, 10th-ranked Tabor hosting 4th-ranked Morningside. Some great season openers there. High school football began last night. Bishop Carroll went on the road to Northwest and won the game 40-35. Carroll starts out 1-0. Cape and Mount Carmel over Southeast 57-6. Hutchinson got a big win on the road, going up to Olathe East and winning 22-21. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals will play this weekend in Minnesota, taking on the Twins, who are currently holding on to a wild card spot in the American League. The Royals are 4.5 games in back of Minnesota for that wild card spot with 1 month to go. Games tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, the Royals at Minnesota. Those games live on KFH. In pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts have already won the division. They beat the Cleburne Railroaders 7-1 downtown last night, taking 2 out of 3 in the series. The Wingnuts play the final 4 games of the regular season at home at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, hosting the Salina Stockade as the Wingnuts prepare for the playoffs. And in college volleyball, Wichita State is off to a 3-0 start, 26th most votes this week in the coaches' poll. The Shockers playing 3 matches this weekend at a tournament in Indianapolis. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Hey, happy birthday, not today or tomorrow, but Sunday. Entercom Radio General Manager Jackie Wise, our boss, celebrating her birthday Sunday. And we wish her all the best.
We certainly do.
As always. Such a wonderful person. And
she brought me a present yesterday.
Did she really? Never brings me anything. But Jackie, happy birthday. And if you know her, tell her today that you heard Steve and Ted talking about her.
She had several chocolate-covered strawberries in her possession yesterday, and she was nice enough to come to the newsroom and bring me one.
That's fine. Time for a happy birthday, Jackie. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. You know, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Roast them up.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted and Jackie Wise by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
7:23 now, Steve and Ted. Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Coming up, liberal senator says Trump could be a good president. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.